From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Talks continued Thursday between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a top-ranking North Korean official in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump said the talks were going very well.
He's meeting again today. I believe they'll be coming down to Washington on Friday, and a letter is going to be delivered to me from Kim Jong-un, so I look forward to seeing what's in the letter.
Trump said that if a summit happens, it could take more than one meeting to resolve issues, but also left open the possibility that no meeting would occur. The United States said Thursday it was moving ahead with tariffs on aluminum and steel imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
The status to which they got did not justify continuing exemption from the tariffs. Based on the national security considerations.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told reporters that a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports from the EU, Canada, and Mexico would go into effect Friday night at midnight in Washington. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is opening doors for negotiations with the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, but if that approach fails, he will have no choice but to use force to retake areas the fighters control. He made those comments on Russian-backed Russia Today television. He also criticized U.S. support, saying the Syrian government has a duty to liberate its land and the Americans should leave. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an alleged British-based extremist has changed his plea in a plot to attack Prince George, Prince William, and Kate Middleton's eldest son.
Hussein Rashid has brought his trial at London's Woolwich Crown Court to a halt with a dramatic change of plea. Rashid, an alleged Islamic State supporter, has urged extremists to attack Prince George and admitted a string of terror charges. Nearly 2 weeks into his trial, Rashid was re-indicted and pleaded guilty to 3 counts of engaging in conduct in preparation of terrorist acts. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hundreds of Rohingya victims have appealed to judges at the International Criminal Court to grant prosecutors jurisdiction to investigate deportations from Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh. VOA's Philip Alexio has that story.
The world's first permanent war crimes court does not have automatic jurisdiction in Myanmar because it's not a member state. But the prosecutor in April asked the court to look into the Rohingya crisis and a possible prosecution through Bangladesh because it is a member. Since August, nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled a military crackdown in mainly Buddhist Myanmar. Refugees have reported killings and rape and arson on a large scale. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's reversed himself again on why he fired FBI Director Jim Comey. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after dismissing Comey a year ago, the president told NBC he was thinking of this Russia thing when he did it. Today, he tweets, "Not that it matters, but I never fired James Comey because of Russia," saying the media loves to keep pushing that narrative, but they know it is not true. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani told Fox News the president fired Comey because the FBI chief refused to state that the president was not a target of the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Global markets have shown signs of a rebound amid hints that Italy may be chasing a new political solution to its crisis that doesn't involve a snap election. Reuters' Jacob Greaves has more.
Asian stocks bouncing back from a two-month trough Thursday, whilst the euro enjoyed a respite from its recent plunge. That said, the hope for a functioning government rests with nationalist and eurosceptic parties. The anti-establishment Five Star Movement and the far-right League have renewed talks to form a coalition. And crucially, this time it appears to have lukewarm blessing from President Sergio Mattarella. A source close to him said he and Prime Minister-designate Carlo Cottarelli favoured the creation of a new government rather than new polls.
That was Reuters' Jacob Greaves. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.